News Talk 1110 KBD News. Time is 3 minutes after 5, and it's time for Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBD. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Our top story, Klamath County Sheriff deputies continue to search for a missing Lapine man who was last seen on Sunday morning. 77-year-old Donald Jones took off in his car from his home just south of Lapine. His wife, Ruth, is distraught because he was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's and shouldn't be driving.
I should have taken his license and keys away from him, but I didn't do it. You know, I just felt like that was too much for him, you know. I just wish I would have taken his keys away from him. But I'm sure he would have fought. He probably hit me if I took his keys away because he was starting to get violent, you know.
Jones is driving a 1994 blue two-door Buick Regal Oregon license plate XLC991. He's 5'8 with a thin build, blue eyes, and gray hair. His debit card activity shows he stopped to get gas in Eagle Point near Medford on Sunday. Anyone with information is asked to call the Klamath County Sheriff's Office. A surprise for economists and not a happy one. 1110 KBND's John Erickson says the Oregon unemployment rate held steady at 8.8% while the state lost thousands of jobs in February.
This is quite a steep loss.
And an unexpected one, according to Oregon employment economist Nick Balachiks, who says the state lost 6,400 jobs in February.
It follows a pretty good gain the month before, and what we really need to do is wait for a couple more months to see where this trend is taking us.
Meaning it's too soon to say that the recovery is stalled, but Balachiks calls the February report surprising given the slow but generally improving trends in the economy. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's an unpleasant milestone. The average price of a gallon of gas in Oregon has now hit $4. Marie Dodds with Oregon AAA says in Central Oregon, the price is pretty close to the statewide average of $4.01, and they still expect to hit a peak in prices in the next few weeks.
And we continue to maintain that the national average will top out somewhere between where it is now at $3.85 a gallon and around $4.25 a gallon, and that would mean higher prices here in Oregon, perhaps the statewide average somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.35. I think the thing to take out of this is that AAA does not expect to see $5 and $6 a gallon gas, as some so-called analysts have predicted.
She says Central Oregon often trends higher than other areas, but right now that isn't the case. Some of the highest prices are in Medford and Eugene, where gas is averaging about $4.06 to $4.07 per gallon. Ben Parks and Rec Board members will discuss tonight whether to ask voters to approve a $31 million bond issue. A telephone poll of possible voters shows that the measure has a good chance of passing. Board member Dallas Brown says some of the possible projects include improving riverfront trails, funding a new rec center, and fixing the dangerous spillway at the Colorado Dam.
I think any time you put a bond out to voters, it's going to be a tough sell. But what we got back from the poll is that the faith the voters have in the Bend Park and Recreation Department and the track record we have as an organization in good stewardship of taxpayers' money gives people enough confidence to look and invest in this.
Between 53 and 56% of poll respondents said they would be mostly supportive of the measure. The cost per homeowner is estimated at less than $50 a year. An old scam has come to life again. Bend police have been getting an elevated number of complaints about a telephone scam targeting senior citizens. The caller will claim that they are a grandchild of the victim, saying they are in another country and in jail and need about $4,000 bail money.
And then they'll put somebody else on saying, yeah, I'm the police officer or judge or whatever they're putting on there saying, we need $4,000 immediately or he's going to be held on this and that and this and that. And so they're playing, of course, grandparents love their grandchildren, so they get very upset and they want to try to help their grandchild. And so they're sending off some of this money request. And unfortunately, it's Western Union, and it's incredibly difficult to track this money, nearly impossible.
Lieutenant Brian Kindle with Bend Police says the callers have been successful in several instances and wanted the general public to be alerted to these scams. Kindle says it's a good time to talk to your elderly parents about the scam and check on their bank accounts to see what activity is going on. And if there is a red flag, please contact police. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.